like a butchered dog.
Welcome back. It's hour number three. It's First Sports in the Morning on Fox, AM 1340, 93.9 FM. I'm Steve Bortstein, high atop curbside, downtown Farmington, inside the Four Corners Sports Magazine, Fox Sports Studios. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Got a very busy third hour. Got a lot to cover in the bottom of the half of the hour. Talking NBA, NHL postseason. A huge win last night from the Indiana Pacers, evening up that NBA Eastern Conference Final at two games apiece. We're looking ahead to tonight's Game 7 between Chicago and Detroit, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And, of course, the winner of that series is going to move on to face the LA Kings, who come off a dramatic Game 7 victory last night in the Western Conference Semis over the San Jose Sharks. That's all coming up in the bottom half of the hour. We're joined on the phone lines right now, though, by Roger Abrams. He's a Richardson Professor of Law at Northeastern University and a leader in the field of sports law. He is the author of several books, including his most recent book called Playing Tough, The World of Sports and Politics. And Roger's kind enough to join us this morning on the Horace Nissan Fox phone lines. Roger, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning, New Mexico.
Appreciate you spending some time with us. And before we get to the book, and it's a fascinating read, it's a great look back at some of the important events and how sports and politics kind of interwove themselves into each other, whether voluntarily or not. I want to get to the most recent pressing story and something that has really taken a hold here in the last 24 hours. Members of the United States Congress, 10 members in particular, have once again started this campaign regarding the name of the Redskins organization in Washington, D.C., calling now for the Redskins to have the name changed, threatening trademark violations, etc. And it is obviously here in this area, it has inspired a great deal of conversation. We have a very, very large, significant Native American population who seem very divided about the usage of the name, it being negative, it being positive. What are your thoughts about this story?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that it's Congress that's getting involved in this. That is, one would normally think that in the marketplace, people either like or don't like a name, and that the name of the product determines whether they're going to purchase the product or not. What happens with the National Football League, of course, is they have a monopoly. I guess you could drive up I-95 to go to the Baltimore Ravens, but you either are a Washington fan or you don't live in Washington, I am told. the nice thing about this issue, Steve, is that it doesn't cost any money. Congress, of course, doesn't want to spend any money on anything.
Right.
And so they can rail at Major League Baseball for drug use, and now they can deal with this very important issue of the Redskins, and it is a political issue without any question. It has political currency. And I'm not at all surprised that Congress is involved.
I used the argument in the last hour, and this is my take on this, and I want to get your thoughts on this. If I'm the people in charge of, you know, this franchise, I purchased the rights to a franchise back in the 1920s, which is when the original Washington Redskins were created.
That's true.
And they were called the Boston Braves. They played in the same arena as baseball's Boston Braves did.
Yep.
They named the team the Redskins, supposedly in honor of a coach whose wife apparently was Native American. Okay. That being said, if I buy a franchise, don't you think that it seems a little odd that a group of investors who came aboard would knowingly name something that they knew was going to be derogatory? It would be similar. I'm a man of the Jewish faith, as I assume you are with your last name. I'm a man who, if I bought a dog and named it Adolf, that would be a really, really bizarre, and that would be derogatory to what I would believe in.
It is true, and I do think, with regard to the substance of the issue, I'm much more interested in the process that is that Congress would get involved. But on the substance of the issue, our views with regard to these matters change over time.
Right.
In the 1920s, we could have a team that was named after other persons of color.
Yes.
Using equally derogatory language, and it would have been appropriate then, and certainly not appropriate now. I think the Congress has other things that they ought to be doing that are more important than this. On the other hand, they don't seem to be able to do anything.
Right.
And so the fact that they're talking and earning their salaries, I think we ought to be pleased that they're not wasting their time doing things like trying to get people jobs.
Roger Abrams joining us here on Fox AM.